Oil is very close to a record of $145 a barrel. I just wanted to mention that coming out of the news, which is another indication of economic woes that were alluded to at the top of the hour when we talked about Phil Gramm suggesting that we are a nation of whiners by psychologically focusing on negative factors in the U.S. economy. We're going to talk about the economy in a moment. We're going to talk about an unusual sort of counter recessionary indicator in the U.S. economy, the activity going on at pawn shops. But first, we have an interesting response on our website.
We certainly do. Steve writes, the interview with the doctor was a revelation. He's referring to Dr. George Debnam, who we spoke to earlier from Shaw University. He was responding to the AMA apology to black physicians who were refused entry into the very prestigious medical organization. And Steve says, the interview with the doctor was a revelation that widened my world. He adds, this is what great radio has historically done, and what the takeaway is restoring to my mornings.
Well, and restoring Adora's self-esteem. That's great.
I was in the wrong place there. Sorry about that.
No problem. Joining us now is Cheryl Einhard, who's an adjunct professor at Columbia University who teaches finance and business at Columbia. I alluded to the oil price spike. There are a number of indicators in the economy that suggest a downturn, and also this interesting story that Phil Gramm of the McCain campaign suggesting that there's something called a mental recession, or a nation of whiners is creating thoughts of recession when it actually isn't there. I wanted to seriously discuss with you, Cheryl, and thanks for joining us, by the way.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I wanted to seriously discuss with you what psychological effects in the economy are decisive at a moment like this. I mean, do we dismiss Phil Gramm out of hand like I'm inclined to, or what?
Well, you know, I think anywhere you look, you see signs of economic difficulties, right? I mean, certainly I think one thing that most people think about are the job numbers. And for 6 months now, we've seen that employment has steadily been trending down. And over the past 60 years, anytime you've had 4 months of consecutive decline in the employment numbers, you know, the United States has either been in a recession or been coming out of a recession. And I think, you know, the other obvious places is when we go to fill up our car and when we go to buy groceries. I mean, the things that we normally do every day in the course of business cost so much more that it's hard to say that we're a nation of whiners.
You know, one of the things that Phil Gramm was saying, if you listen to the entire interview that he gave to the Washington Times, that somehow people are worried about America's competitiveness, but actually America is stronger than ever in comparison to the rest of the world. What statistic is he talking about there?
Well, I think you even mentioned earlier this morning on the show that the export market has been strong for the United States. And, you know, the reason why that market has been so strong is that we're so much poorer as a nation. The decline in the U.S. dollar has, I think, temporarily been a huge boon in terms of our exports. But we can afford less every single day, and it's obvious in just what we were talking about the energy, which is priced in dollars, and about the world food markets.
Quickly, the New York Times is reporting something we talked about earlier, and that is the apparent problems at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which hold so many mortgages in the United States. The Times is reporting that the federal government is drawing up plans, contingency plans, no official plans yet, to actually take over, fully take over these two mortgage issuers. What would that mean in dollar terms to the U.S. taxpayer, do you think?
Well, I think that the debt that Fannie and Freddie have outstanding is a little over $5 trillion. And to put that in perspective, right now our federal debt is about $10 trillion. So if we were to take this on to the federal balance sheet, if we were to take this on, our cost of doing business would certainly increase. This would be an extreme burden to take on, I think. And I think it raises serious questions about the fact that we would be socializing this risk, and yet these are private entities. These would be private profits. And is that an appropriate thing to have happening?
Well, thank you so much for putting that in perspective. Cheryl Einhard, thanks for joining us. She's adjunct professor at Columbia University School of Journalism, who teaches business and finance. We wanted to look at a counter-recessionary indicator in the U.S. economy, and I think you have somebody on the line, Adora.
Yeah, absolutely. Though many markets are struggling, some businesses are actually doing well in some ways and not necessarily well in others, given what's happening. And Annette Hoag?
I'm here.
Good morning. How's business there for you in Stockton, California?
Well, business is very, very busy right now.
And you and your husband run Annette's North Stockton Jewelry and Loan in a city that's been dubbed the foreclosure capital of America by 60 Minutes, clearly feeling the pinch there. You're busy. What's happening? People are coming in, and they're bringing what with them?
Well, they're bringing basically items they don't need. In this type of economy, if you have a high-end wristwatch, per se, like
Rolex.
A Rolex or a Vacheron or a Patek, something that they don't need that they probably bought when they were making more money than they are now, they would bring these items in, or large diamond rings, or really most items of jewelry that are not necessary for them to survive on.
Are they bringing in family heirlooms?
Some people are. You see more or less them bringing in things like high-end watches and wedding rings.
And what are they saying? What are they saying as they come in? Are they parting easily with these things or not?
Well, it's never easy for someone to part with something they, you know, care for. Jewelry can be very sentimental. But if it's something like jewelry, you need more things like food, gasoline. So it's something you can part with if you have to.
Annette Hogue, your business is up about 40% almost, right?
37% in the first 6 months of this year.
Annette Hogue, thanks so much for joining us.
You're
Annette
more than welcome.
Annette Hogue is the founder and co-owner of Annette's North Stockton Jewelry and Loan.
Directly from a pawn shop owner there. A nation of whiners, indeed. They're not whining at the Apple store on 14th Street. Our senior Apple iPhone launch day correspondent, Mary Elizabeth Williams, is there on the line live. How you doing, Mary Beth?
I'm actually at the Apple store on Prince Street, though, but it's crazy here. It is mad. It is like, I think the Jonas Brothers must be inside or something. There is a line down the block, around the corner, up to Broadway. I talked to one of the security guards. He got here at 5, and he said there was already a line.
And have you gotten your phone yet? Have you gotten your phone yet?
No, I won't be able to get a phone until, like, tomorrow at this rate. And my phone that I had, that I brought with me, poetically died. I am speaking to you from my new best friend Anthony's Samsung phone, because my iPhone just went to iPhone heaven.
That's rather convenient timing, isn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, Mary Beth, Anthony's cell phone sounds perfectly fine. Why does he need another one? It's a perfectly fine-sounding phone.
Let's ask Anthony. Anthony. Why are you getting a new phone?
Why am I getting a new phone? Because my phone is like a billion years old.
Oh, it sounds fine, Anthony. It's fine. It's fine. Give the money to charity.
No.
You don't want a phone. You want a phone. You don't want a phone. You want a portal to another dimension. Anthony, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Mary Beth, thanks for doing it for us. Keep your responses coming to anything you heard on today's show. Send your stories at 877 My Take. Got a final word? Chucklehead?
Yeah, you were fantastic today, John. Okay. Thanks so much.
You're incredible. Keep doing what you do. I'm The Takeaway.